listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. There's a Mormon message out there called Saving Your Marriage, and it depicts an analogy of a marriage to a human life. With about half of marriages, LDS and non, ending in divorce these days, it is so important that if we are married, we honor, respect, serve, and constantly express love to our spouse. It's not always easy to do. Life gets hectic and busy with kids and jobs and service opportunities. But if we make time to focus on helping our marriages to be healthy and happy, our lives will be eternally blessed by our Heavenly Father. To discuss more on this topic, one of our field producers, Charlotte Kniep, sat down with Dr. Scott Braithwaite, a psychology professor at Brigham Young University in Provo.
Many marriage experts suggest that a husband and wife need to make each other their number one priority in order for their entire family to be stable. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that the marriage is the centerpiece of the family. The family is so important. It's the central unit of eternity. But I would argue that the marriage is even the most fundamental part of the family, and that if there are problems with the marriage, that those will tend to spill over and affect everyone. Also, for children who are growing up, their parents' marriage becomes kind of a template in their heads, not just for their own romantic relationships, but also for whether they feel like they can make safe, secure attachments with other people around them. And so it has a far-reaching effect that goes beyond just the husband and wife themselves.
How can a couple effectively do that by focusing on their marriage, making it stronger without neglecting other family and work responsibilities?
I think as long as people are committed to making their marriage a top priority, it doesn't need to be necessarily in competition with other things. Occasionally that will happen, but for the most part, the most important thing I think a couple can do is say that they are going to consciously put their marriage first. You know, the brethren have said repeatedly over the years that no matter how worthy or appropriate other demands may be, they cannot displace the home and the family as kind of the centerpiece of our life. And oftentimes we feel like, well, how do we do that? How can we balance all of these competing demands? But there's an interesting researcher named John Gottman, and he found that it's the ratio of positive to negative interactions that seem to play a big role in how happy a couple is. He found something like that you need to have 6 positive interactions for each negative interaction. And when I share that study, a lot of times people think, oh, that means that we need to go on 6 dates for every fight that we have. And that's not quite what the study found. What they found is that it's these little micro interactions. It's the quality of the way that you respond when your partner shares something personal with you. It's on this micro level that this seems to play out in the most important way. And so it doesn't require that we reorganize everything in our life. It requires that we prioritize our marriage along the way as we're doing the many things that are important for us to do.
And then we're kind of winding down in the so-called LDS marriage season right now. There are a lot of marriages that happened this summer, and I actually recently got married myself. And what advice would you give to newlywed LDS couples on preventing unhappiness in marriage and even divorce?
I have a lot of advice that I would give to LDS couples. One is the thing that we've already been talking about, that you can't just assume that your marriage is going to work. It's not enough to say, well, we're both active and LDS, so our marriage is going to take care of itself. It has to be something that you make a conscious choice to build every single day of your life. But on top of that, the truth is there's a lot of really good research out there on interventions that are designed to help couples have successful marriages. And the people who get these interventions literally have half the divorce rate of those that don't. So if people were to ask me, I would always suggest that they should seek out these kind of premarital interventions because they're incredibly effective. And the reason why I think they're so helpful is that some of the problems that occur in marriage have to do with habits. And once those habits are in place, they're difficult to turn around. But if you never let those habits form in the first place, we're so much more effective at preventing problems in marriage than trying to fix them once they've already cropped up. So I would advise them to seek something like that out. I think in some people's minds sometimes there's a stigma to seeking out these kinds of services because they think, well, our relationship doesn't have problems. But that's exactly why you should seek them out.
Yeah. Wow. I've also heard that establishing traditions early on within a new marriage can be helpful as well in sustaining happiness. What would be the reasoning behind that, do you think?
I think traditions just help to build a sense of identity as a couple and as a family, and they help us to spend time together and to be close to one another. We just live in a time where it's so easy to have our attention fragmented by phones and all the different kinds of things that are out there. And traditions are something that really help us to come together and to connect in meaningful ways that if we don't plan those kinds of things into our life, it's very easy to let those moments slip by.
Right. And then based on your research, what have you found is one of the most prevalent reasons that people tend to get divorced in this modern era?
As I started doing this my first year of graduate school, I had a couple different reactions, and one of them was I was shocked at how well we could predict which couples would do well in marriage and which couples were likely to have problems and have their marriage end up in divorce. There are studies that predict with 94 and 95% accuracy who will stay married and who divorces in the early years of marriage. Now, it turns out that oftentimes we like to point to certain topics, like people who fight about money or people who have arguments about this or that. It turns out it doesn't matter quite as much what it is that you have conflict about. It matters critically how you handle that conflict. So I would say if you were to pick one, it's people who don't quite know how to handle differences that arise between them. But let me be clear, conflict is a normal, healthy part of relationships. Sometimes couples are scared that they have disagreements or even arguments, and I'm not concerned about that. But there are certain patterns of conflict that are absolutely toxic. And if couples can learn what those are and learn skills for how to avoid them, they will do so much better than couples who don't.
Do you believe that most divorces can and should be prevented?
Do I believe that most divorces can or should be prevented? It's kind of a complex answer. There are some marriages that are so fraught with problems that they really start to become abusive, that they wear down the dignity and even the soul of the other person. That's probably not a marriage that if I were working with them, that the goal would be to keep that marriage together unless we could fix those underlying problems. But I do think that a very high proportion of couples that end in divorce, that they could have happy marriages. And I think the primary way to go about that is, if possible, to prevent those problems before they take root. As I said before, it's not how we handle, or it's not the fact that we have disagreements. It's how we handle those disagreements. And if people can learn really good constructive communication skills, in addition to the other things that make relationships go well, they have so much of a better chance of having not just a stable marriage, but a happy marriage. Because if you're in a relationship that is stable, meaning you're not likely to divorce, but it's a highly conflictual marriage with lots and lots of fighting, especially in front of the children, that's a situation where things need to change. And sometimes the answer in that situation is for a couple to divorce. It's an unfortunate thing, but sometimes that seems to be the best thing to try to protect the children.
Hmm. Great. Well, that is such great advice. Thank you so much again for joining us and sharing your wisdom. Are there any last words that you'd like to mention or any last thoughts?
I guess just as a closing thought, I think sometimes because we who are LDS have the gospel and it's such a wonderful thing, we sometimes think that we might be immune from problems in marriage, or we might be afraid to talk about them. I think it's important for us to talk openly and honestly about these things so that we can get the help that we need. In the introduction to the Book of Mormon, there's a quote where Joseph Smith says, I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on the earth and the keystone of our religion, and that a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. When I hear that quoted, I often hear people quoting it as saying, Joseph Smith said that a man would get nearer to God by reading the Book of Mormon than by any other book. But that's not quite what he said. He said a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. And I think when it comes to our marriages, it's so important to realize that going through kind of the checklist of Mormon life is not something that will protect you from problems in marriage. It's in applying and abiding by the principles that are taught in the gospel that we can have happiness in our marriages.
Thank you so much to Charlotte and Dr. Braithwaite for that insightful interview. For more tips on how to strengthen your marriage, check out the Mormon Channel blog as well as the Mormon Messages Saving Your Marriage. and expressions of love on MormonChannel.org. The quote of the day comes from President Spencer W. Kimball. He said, "Two individuals approaching the marriage altar must realize that to attain the happy marriage which they hope for, they must know that marriage means sacrifice, sharing, and even a reduction of some personal liberties. It means long, hard economizing. It means children who will bring them financial burdens, service burdens, care, and worry burdens. But it also means the deepest and sweetest emotions of all." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.